This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 30th. Okay, well, the market's getting a little bumpy, and it should be getting bumpy because we just had a very bad consumer confidence report. So just so you know, there are two surveys, the University of Michigan and the Conference Board. And I really like the Conference Board survey much better than the University of Michigan. And the Conference Board just announced that its Consumer Confidence Index plunged in April to 97. It was down from a revised 103.1 in March. This is a third straight monthly decline, and it's the lowest level since July 2022. So the chief economist at the Conference Board said that consumers are less positive about the labor market and now more concerned about future business conditions. But this economist said that consumer concerns were dominated by elevated prices for food and energy. So that means consumers are very insecure right now. We're going to have to watch consumer spending, retail sales. This is also very devastating for President Biden, okay? There's no doubt about it. You know, there was a CNN poll came out that included RFK Jr. And President Biden fell to an all-time low in the polls. So devastating news for him. And I realize President Trump's on trial and all that stuff. And but I don't think that helps him either. Obviously, all the protests you see at the colleges is very disturbing to a lot of people. So the world is, well, the U.S. is adrift, I guess is the way to put it. In the meantime, earnings are good. Lilly's the new one that's broke out today. Lilly's the third largest holding I have under management. And obviously, its weight loss drugs sales are booming. Their sales are up 26% in the first quarter. They've raised their guidance. They're beating analyst estimates. What can I say? The weight loss drugs from Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk are hot sellers and are going to continue to be hot sellers. We're also going to have Supermicro Computer announce this week, and that's going to be a big news for us. That's my second largest holding, okay? So, you know, as long as earnings are working, I'm a happy camper, okay? But there's no doubt that Wall Street is on pins and needles with this horrible, horrible consumer confidence report. And we're just going to have to see what the Fed says tomorrow. That FOMC statement is going to be crucial, okay? And what we want to see is we want to say the Fed will be cutting before the election. And they're going to have to cut before the election. The political pressure on the Fed is going to be enormous. The Feds are supposed to be independent, but they traditionally cut before elections. So, and also they're going to be dragged into the political problems that we have because, you know, obviously one part of our economy can't expand if interest rates remain high. So we want the Fed tomorrow on that FOMC statement to signal that they will be cutting. And again, I believe they have to cut before the election. Now, just so you know, one more Fed meeting after this one, we'll get an updated dot plot. But the previous meeting, the Fed said they were going to cut three times this year, okay? But then we had an outspoken group of hawks that said something different, okay? So there is some infighting in the Fed, and so this is going to be very interesting if they can keep, you know, keep a unified message together, okay? Because they broke their unity after the last Fed meeting. So that's it, everybody. You know, earnings are working. Just hang on, enjoy the ride. We've got a lot of good news coming out. Hopefully, Supermicro Computer will beat, guide higher as well. And I just want you to hang on and enjoy the ride. And the Fed announcement tomorrow, again, is a big deal. So is Jerome Powell's press conference. We'll get ADP tomorrow, which is private payrolls. Later in the week, we'll get the Friday payroll report. What's interesting is bad news is going to be good news for a while. So any weakness in payroll will signal a rally because it will make interest rates fall, and it'll encourage the Fed to cut rates sooner than later. So I know that's confusing to a lot of people, but at this juncture, we want the Fed to cut. So any bad economic news is good news as far as that's concerned. So I know the market can seem bipolar from time to time, but that's where we are right now. But we're okay because we got the earnings, and the earnings are working. So that's it. So we have later. I'll update the podcast tomorrow. I'll actually be at an airport tomorrow, but I'll update it tomorrow when I'm changing planes, and we'll see what the Fed says. Take care, everybody. Louis Navler.